Hello, this is Maximilian Kunkel, Chief Investment Officer, Global Family and Institutional Wealth at UBS Global Wealth Management. The big question for markets today is whether the Fed can successfully bring inflation down to target while keeping growth above zero. The path to achieving this is narrow. If they underestimate the strength of the economy, we face an extended period of above target inflation. If they overestimate it, we face recession. And we can't know with great certainty which path we're on. At the same time, we face added uncertainties from tight commodity markets as the war in Ukraine continues and countries grapple with securing supplies of grains and fuel. China's lockdown policy is also driving concerns about global supply chains and demand. Fears about potential outcomes have driven significant volatility in equity and bond markets this year, and there have been few places to hide. So what to do? First, prepare for volatility. Large swings are almost inevitable as market expectations shift between different potential outcomes with every new data point, no matter how small. Look to use options to improve payoff structures and consider drawdown management strategies. Second, invest in value. On balance, we think the higher inflation outcome is more likely than recession. And value stocks have historically outperformed in environments where inflation has been above 3%. We like select value stocks with a quality tilt and energy stocks. Regionally, one of our key preferred markets remains the UK. We remain relatively unexcited by the US. Third, build up portfolio hedges. We have advocated investing in quality, dividend stocks, and healthcare for some time, all of which will likely outperform in case of a recession and help insulate portfolios. We'd also recommended the US dollar, but now think this has fully priced the Fed rate hike cycle. After years of low and negative yields, we're now seeing select opportunities in fixed income, which can offer good portfolio insulation in a recessionary scenario. Investors with below target allocations should consider the recent sell-off to rebuild exposure to an almost forgotten asset class. Fourth, invest in an era of security. As the war in Ukraine continues, countries, businesses, and governments are adapting to this era of security in terms of energy, cyber, national security, and food. In the near term, a focus on food and energy security is leading to tightness in various commodity markets, a move we think supports higher commodity prices in the months ahead. Longer term, we think demand for automation and robotics, carbon zero, cybersecurity, and agricultural yield enhancement will all be boosted in this new world. Fifth, diversify with alternatives. There are not many investments that can help improve the quality of a portfolio regardless of the scenario which materializes. But we believe a diversified allocation to alternatives may be one of them. Assets like infrastructure, real estate, and private markets could improve the inflation resilience of a portfolio. Some hedge fund strategies can perform well in recessionary scenarios and help mitigate portfolio volatility in case of rising equity bond correlations. Thank you for listening.